welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky explore the question, can California make good copies of international wines? To find that out, they first try the Pimpernel Sangiovese from Dry Creek. And then they try the Tintoret Tempranillo from the esteemed Matchbook Vineyards. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
It's good to be here. How are you tonight, Rob?
I am better than I was yesterday, that's all I can say, which is true.
Do you love us more today than you did yesterday?
I love everybody more than I did yesterday. Yesterday,
everybody?
I didn't love myself very much yesterday.
Well, I mean, there's some people I don't love more today than I did yesterday. Well,
who would that be?
Oh. That was Friday, so that's okay. Friday, yeah, she's true. Talking about...
Well, yeah. I mean, I love them less as every day goes on.
Yes. Well, that's true. Hey, what are you going to do?
Am I going to do?
What are you going to do? Because it's a triple B, folks.
Yes. Who's this person that you're loving less every day?
I think there's five of them in
there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Children and a husband.
Children
no.
And a husband.
That's five of them.
No, there are people that have lifetime appointments.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Which I guess my children and husband are also for my lifetime, but...
Same difference. That's still true. That's right. So on tonight's show, folks, it's a different premise, I think. We have two California wines, but we have the wineries here are using a grape that is not atypical of California.
Or it's not typical of California.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It would be not typical. Why did I say atypical? Because I knew that was wrong.
You misuse that word.
Is that even a word?
Yes.
Oh, whatever. Well, they're not
the
typical.
Opposite of typical.
Well, so they'd be atypical of California wines. Dipshit, that's correct.
You said they're not atypical.
Oh, did I say that? Oh,
yeah.
Well, never mind. They're atypical. There we go.
It's easier to just say they're not used typically for production of wine in California.
That would be very dull, but that's okay.
Well,
the first wine
the whole
we
premise is kind of less.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel tonight.
No, I'm excited about the first offering.
We are. Because it's from Dry Creek Valley, and it's Pimpernel, a winery that we hold in high esteem. Becky and I have been there. Scott has not. But this is their Sangiovese.
But I did bring the bottle.
You did bring the bottle.
And where's the bottle from? It says on the back. That was why
uncorked.
I was about to tell he brought it.
Uncorked.
Yep.
He doesn't remember.
Oh,
anyway,
Covington.
They're Alto Vineyards, and it's their Sangiovese, which is normally associated with Italy, of course. So that's that. That's the first one.
And hold on. So this is Sangiovese?
Yes.
Yes.
And let's talk briefly about what we should be looking for in a Sangiovese.
We should be looking for a tightly packed, maybe a little bit leaner, but good minerality, berry fruit. It shouldn't be jammy. It should be, but this one, it's a little bit darker than what I expected. That might be on some oak in California. Yeah, Slovenian oak normally in Italy. But
right.
Wine Folly has these five characteristics. Cherry, roasted tomato, sweet balsamic.
That sounds so gross.
Oregano.
Perhaps
and espresso.
And a little bit of spice. Should be a little bit of spice in the finish. And maybe decent acidity, keeping it all well intact.
Mm-hmm. And they're usually like medium bodied ish.
Yes.
Right?
Medium bodied ish,
yes.
Yeah.
You're not going to have many that are full bodied. You can have some super Tuscans that are bigger things.
Brunellos, things. I mean, there are some big wines that are Sangiovese. Yeah.
I do also feel like this is going to be so interesting because the wine guy and the unlicensed love Sangiovese. So I feel
but
like
you don't
like it.
You don't?
I like it fine, but I feel like you all love it. You do. You guys are
I've had a lot of it, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, we enjoy it. I mean, well,
it wouldn't be like a top 3 or 4 wine for me, but I feel like it would make its way into yours.
We top 10.
I've gone
top
over
10.
I drink a lot.
I've
accurate.
So I don't know. I wouldn't anymore. Say that. I wouldn't. Yeah.
There was a time it would have been yours.
I think we've ranked our top wines before.
We have. We have. Yes.
Just in general, Spanish has overtaken.
Yeah.
Some, but you know. Every now and again, Frank has a Sangiovese out there that I'll have at the restaurant. It's just like, man, that is just, that's why I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the second wine we have is, once again, from California, but Dunnigan Hills. And for those that don't know, that's, what is that, northwest of Sacramento in Yolo County. Yolo. So, Yolo County, yes.
And Yolo's not a candy, folks. That's Rolo.
Well, okay.
Rolos.
Mm-hmm. I thought of it as Yolo, you only live once.
Well, if you drink this, it's you might.
You might.
And this is...
Shorten your life.
Yes. The Tinto Ray Tempranillo with an asterisk. And we'll get to the asterisk after a bit. But it's from the esteemed... I said this in the opening. The esteemed winery known as Matchbook.
Were you able to hold your scorn?
Matchbook. We just love... Matchbook is known for fine products like... Well, they're not known for fine products, but they make the Arsonist. That's Matchbook makes the Arsonist. It's not the other way around. They make the Arsonist. What else? Tinto Ray Mossback, because you want that. Black Station.
Okay.
Chasing Venus. But you always just end up in Uranus.
Venus.
We haven't drank enough for that.
Oh, but it's still... Oh, what is this? Oh, Chasing Venus is a Sauvignon Blanc. Wow, who would have known that?
Not me.
Mossback, isn't that a Zin? No, it's a Cabernet. Like
it's a Cabernet. I've seen
Chalk Hill, for Christ's sake.
Hmm.
Wow, I've seen that before. Not recently, but $27 a bottle for a Chalk Hill Cabernet. That seems a little bit inexpensive. This one comes in... Well, the Pedroncelli comes in at 14. And the Tinto Ray comes in at 18. So they're competitively priced. But, you know, we do hold Tempranillo in high esteem. We like Sangiovese, but we really do love Tempranillo. And if they have defaced Tempranillo, I am going to harm someone probably severely at their winery for doing that. And it's very possible that they've done that. So, you know. But we'll find that out in time. Ooh, they also make some other things that you just don't want. Oh, my God. The Herdsman Cab. You want that?
No.
No. Pillars of Hercules Red Blend.
Pillars of Hercules.
It's just too complicated of a name.
Pillars of Hercules.
Pillars of Hercules. You heard what I said. Then they also have Matchbook, just their base stuff, because, you know, this is not... We only drink the high-end stuff. They have their Red Gravel Cabernet. Yeah, ooh. And you know, and here's a question, Scott. What wine magazine do you think would be on the Matchbook's jock pretty much heavy? We'll figure that out in a little bit. But
think the Speculator?
No, it's not the Speculator.
What?
No, it's a glossier mag. Yeah.
They're very enthusiastic?
Oh, they're very enthusiastic. Very, very enthusiastic. So when I reveal the score of this wine, it might shock you. But when you taste it, it might shock you. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
Before we take a break, we do need to say what we would be expecting, like some just basic characteristics of a Tempranillo.
Well, Tempranillo, once again, should be silky. The mouthfeel, I always feel, the thing that I love about Tempranillos is the silky expansiveness. It's going to have a little bit of tannin. Normally red fruits, so more cherry and, you know, maybe even a little bit of red currant.
Cherry, dried fig, cedar, tobacco, dill.
Yes. Oh. I don't know about the dill, but anyway, I'm sure it's there in some.
I feel like more than dill for me, Tempranillo, a lot of times you can get like an olive on it.
It can't and older. I think that's older. Really,
I think that's a very nice.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Interesting, Wine Folly. She, at the bottom of each page of these varietals, she'll have also try, and on her list for also try, if you like Tempranillos, Sangiovese.
There you go.
Really?
Well,
I could see that.
You got the tobacco and cherry as shared characteristics.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Flavor profile, they're not that apart. Now, there is more. The Sangiovese is a little more acidic than a Tempranillo would be. But, yeah, I can see
I'm
that.
I'm so nervous about these because...
Should be.
I feel like you could go... Because a Tempranillo is so full-bodied, you could really, really mess it up. Yes, you know, like, oh, I just feel like can. The one that I would expect to be, I mean, I'm using like air quotes, easier, more palatable. I'm expecting it to be the Sangiovese. I'm expecting the temperance. I don't know. I just feel like there's a larger margin of error for. Do you feel like that?
I think there's a certainty of error seeing the dickwads that made it. So, you know, that's just my guess. I just like to say, by the way, before we do anything else, just in case I die, the Pedroncelli Mother Clone Cabernet, or no, it's three. Well, no, I'm actually talking about the Cabernet. It's not the Mother Clone. That's the Zin. You're right. What is the name of the Cabernet? It was just the Three Vineyards Dry Creek Cabernet is delicious. So if you find that, buy it.
Anything by Pedroncelli, I've never been disappointed by them.
Three Vineyards really did speak to me when I drank it. It really did.
I love that Mother Clone.
Well, the Mother Clone's, that's a very, very good Zin. It's a very good Zin. So
big by the standards of Dry Creek.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very big.
Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, folks, we're going to take a break, but then we'll be right back and dive into these fantastic wines in the second show here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, we have done our scores of integrity previously, so we already know what we're going to do with that. But, starting off the show, we have the Pedroncelli Sangiovese from Dry Creek. And, Becky, would you like to read them back the bottle there, since we have nothing else on there? No reviews for this one.
I found a couple.
Did you?
I did.
Rob is not a great Googler.
I didn't Google.
Then how do you know there's no reviews?
I lied. I guessed.
Okay. So terrible.
I'm sure there'd be great reviews.
All right. Our family is called Sonoma County Home since 1927. We've been making wine for four generations and sharing them with generations of wine lovers. Hmm. Handpicked from steep terrace. Sorry, it's like really dark on that side. Terraced hillsides known as the Alto Vineyards. This medium-bodied Sangiovese exhibits flavors of ripe berry plum and a hint of cocoa.
Mmm. Now, for the Tinto Ray. There is a review.
This says, Spain's iconic red grape grown in the Dunnigan Hills of California.
Hmm.
There's one, two, three, at least three different fonts on the back label.
Yes.
And they do not go well together.
It's because they didn't proofread any of that.
Although this font that's on the front is how I like to write my name a lot.
It is. And there's also
did you see it? They you also, know how I write my name over and
on
over
on the
again.
Label, they have two gentlemen that are sword fighting. And in the back, there's someone that's hung. There's a person that's dead on the gallows.
And there's two women that I think are dead too, with birds pecking their faces out.
So it's a very pleasant wine label.
There's four birds.
Strangely enough, they all died from drinking that wine.
There's four birds, and then I don't know what these things are.
But I can't see
jackals.
It.
You know, we may be
black
wrong.
Cats or jackals. Yeah.
So the only thing I found on the 16, which this is the 16, mm-hmm. is cellar tracker. But they've got 89 of their points.
That's not, you know.
But the 2019 version, and by tastings, not it's tastings, give it a 92.
Okay. Now, the Tinto Ray, now we did say it's Tempranillo, but it's only 78% Tempranillo. The other 22% is Petit Verdot, so that's why it looks so dark, and that's how they can cheat. They do say that it is a estate wine, which means it should be grown in-house and bottled in-house, but who knows? And they do say it's a versatile rib that pairs well with paella, smoky ribs, or shellfish in a garlicky sauce. It doesn't, no. And it also does have a review.
That's correct. This is Wilford, and I'm happy to be on the show tonight. And I'm going to be very clean. This is my G-rated act. I'm not going to say anything naughty or bad. So, although I will talk about the wine enthusiast, and that probably will get you censored in most countries.
It should.
Including Guatemala. I don't know why.
How?
They're not a fan of the enthusiast down there. They comment on how it's inaccurate. So anyway, the enthusiast, they gave it 94 of their points. Tinto Ray from Matchbook, known for its quality. Anyway, this concentrated complex wine is not overly fruity, but draws interest from the first whiffs of black olive, there you go, triple B, rosemary, and beef juice. Firm tannins and a focused tight blueberry and cranberry flavors. Count on it to open up and get even more friendly from 2024 when I'll be 172. It's an editor's choice. I think they should have edited this review out. That's okay. Oh, she laughed at a Wilford joke.
I can't believe I did.
Oh, my God.
She loves Wilford.
Anymore.
That's correct. See, Wilford. I'm humorous. I knew it. What?
She just loves you.
When we go on our road show, you're going to have to not. You can't lose it when I make these jokes. You just can't laugh on
our
stage.
Road show.
When we're going to do that. Like Sonny and Cher, you know. They say our love can't. I've done this before, but hey, I've got you, babe. And then
she'll join in.
She'll eventually learn. It'll be great. We'll be in the Catskills. Is that still a place? I don't know.
No.
We'll sing at Trump Towers or something. Hey, yeah, that'd be great. She loves that.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right. So maybe you'd rather go to Moscow and sing. That would be nice. Although I don't know Russian. That's okay. I do kiss that way, though, Scott. Point that out.
Wait a minute. Russian?
Yeah. Terrifying. You just smell like vodka when you do that. And you barf all over your partner.
It's like French kissing, only you smell like vodka.
And you throw up partially in their mouth.
Okay, move on.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
It's not a
You're so romantic.
I've never had a second date. So.
Have we gone to commercial? I don't even know where we're
back.
Are
this is
anymore.
All there. So anyway.
What?
Okay, so.
The Sangiovese on the nose.
That's right.
Wilfred from Russia
recording?
With love.
From Russia.
Are you recording this?
Yes, of course.
My God.
It's a lot cleaner humor than he normally is. Okay. You got the Sangiovese. I got the Sangiovese. Both in glasses.
A lot of tartaric acid crystals, which, you know, this is probably not the current vintage.
You bought it, so it's probably not the current vintage. Yes, that's right.
You know,
what is the smell on the...
I smell blueberry, but I also do smell something that came out of the Blue Lagoon.
No.
It has some cotton candy.
A little bit.
Doesn't it?
You bought this, dummy.
Cotton candy, blueberry. There's maybe some basil in there.
Yeah, there's something herbal.
Cheap perfume. It's a little Stetson.
They do you remember, like, this was when Calvin Klein won CK1?
Yeah.
And then they made the aerosol version of it. I feel like that could be a...
It does smell like
aerosol version.
When you
something.
Used to have, like, the cologne samples in magazines. Or maybe they still do. Yeah, it smells like that.
Scratch and sniff.
A little.
I loved those things. They just felt so fancy. Like old magazines.
And glue-ish. It also smelled a little bit like glue, which this does, too. So, yummy. Yum, yum, yum.
And this is supposed to be the good one.
Yes, it is.
This is our best.
Oh. I buy fresh wine. Scott does not.
All right, I'm going to taste it.
This is no Brunello, you dumbass. Look at the name. What did you think the 9 and the 6 were? Maybe you don't know. This is a 6. This is a 9. Look for the 9. Here we go. That's not happiness.
The finish is a little medicinally, like a penicillin more than like
no
Robitussin, isn't it? Penicillin? I honestly don't know what else we've got going on because the penicillin taste is strong.
Well, it does have that medicinal quality to it. Maybe
but
it'll blow
Robitussin.
Off.
Not Robitussin. It has penicillin.
It's a little chalky is what it is. It's chalky. And just, I know what you mean, and it's not that far off. I think
it's not far off.
It's
Thank
not
you
far
for
off.
That.
But, who many people
you
know
didn't
what
get it right.
penicillin tastes like?
Taste this and they'll know.
It's all just an opinion, man. It's just an opinion. Mm-hmm. But you could also say that's herbs.
The finish?
Well, I'm thinking about the penicillin I've had. Most of it's, you know, when you were a child and it was that pink
yeah,
cherry
that's
flavor.
What she's talking about.
That
it does
cherry
has chalky. A little bit of that chalky cherry flavor to it. Yeah.
Got it.
But yeah, I see the cherry, chalky cherry kind of what she means by the, what you mean by the penicillin. Yeah, it's there. It's there.
But
excellent.
Cherry's one of the things that we would expect in a Sangiovese.
That's fair enough. You would.
And chalky is not necessarily a bad thing in an Italian varietal.
Yes, and I feel like if I need to go have surgery right now, I'm safer for it.
Yeah, I agree. If you have like a tooth abscess or something...
Mm-hmm. Safety first.
COVID. Just
that's whatever.
Gargle it back in there.
Second taste, not nearly as bad as the first because you're expecting it. And
something that I like about Sangiovese that I do not find in this wine is, it's not port-like, but it's more port-like. Sangiovese is normally a lot lighter than this.
It is. It has darker, deeper flavors and doesn't have quite enough acidity to keep it clean and tight.
Yeah.
It's a little loosey-goosey, a little bit flabby.
And I
there's
feel
a
like
little,
that's just a hallmark of Sangiovese.
There's a it little is. Acidity there, and I find the little acidity that is there nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad wine. It isn't. I mean, it's definitely passable, and this is a couple years on, so that's pretty impressive, really, for it. And it's spent most of the time in stores or in warehouses. Although, I don't know, you know, when you think about this, it's not a fast seller. So in reality, yeah, they're selling 16 on the shelves because that's what they still have in the distributors. And that's probably what they're putting out there. You know, this is a cheaper wine too. So, you know, you're doing a, let's just say, a slightly exotic grape for California at a cheap price. Yeah, you know, in not the cheapest area to grow stuff.
No.
So, you know, the profit margin on this thing is not a ton. It's not a high production wine. And it tastes fine. It does. It tastes fine.
Would you be able to tell what this wine is in a blind tasting?
It would be difficult. Let me taste it again here. The kind of the weightiness
I'm
of it would throw you off.
I'm surprised you didn't do something like this as a blind tasting.
Oh, I have those already lined up. Besides the fact that it pissed you off too much, and I didn't. I knew that. Trust me, I have a blind tasting or two.
Even if we got Sangiovese or we got American, like you would never. Cross the two, you know? Mm. I think I would know it was American. I know that I would never guess this.
I would guess some type of red blend, even though it's not a red blend.
But you always do that.
Right.
Well, it's just, it's...
Same. What would you guess the predominant grape is?
Syrah.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Tastes like a Syrah to me, which isn't a bad thing. Well, I mean, not a great Syrah, mind you, but there are Syrahs that are more berry-driven... And just have a tangy fruit to them. This is a little bit tangy for a Syrah, naturally. But that's where you go to. It's because of the depth and the kind of the weightiness of it.
Are you getting any minerality in it?
Little, but not a ton.
Not a ton. But what I am getting now, towards the finish, a little hint of tobacco. Like maybe cigar box.
I am not. But I'm going to try for it.
What was that? Is that a Disney commercial, When You Wish Upon a Star? Does it matter who you are?
I think it's from Pinocchio.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am unable to find that. I think the penicillin is very overbearing to me.
That's silly.
I'm past that now, but I know what you are referring to, Scott. But I would just say that's some green herbalness to it. I wouldn't go anywhere.
Tell you what you think.
Yeah, well, no, I'm telling him what he should think. It's not refined or sophisticated or defined enough to really for me to go tobacco or even not even anything near.
What's because cigar somebody's box. Put penicillin into your head?
No, I mean nothing put in my head, but it's not refined enough. It's not defined enough, really. There, green leafiness. If you want to go leaves, you can do that.
Leaves.
You might be able to roll them up and smoke them if you want to, but you know, some dandelions, perhaps. You know. There is a little dried leaf kind of thing going on in there. That's your herbaceous quotient to it. But no, there's no cigar box. But I thought you might say that, and that was reflected on my scores of integrity. So you say cigar box all you want there, champ. I don't dislike this wine, and I think for the price, and given that it's a couple years old, it's a trooper. It's a trooper. It's not great, but it's a trooper. It's not bad.
It's a what?
Trooper.
Why?
No, I'm gonna stick with the like, little tobacco thing job, that's going
buddy
on. The
kind of thing, you know. It's okay.
It's okay. I like it, ish.
That's fair.
Good ish.
Yeah, you like it ish.
I wanted it to be more. I'm definitely slightly disappointed.
I think you're gonna like it more once you taste the next one. So that's just all I'm saying.
I was trying to come up with some other notes about this wine.
Yeah, it's not that exciting. I mean, it tastes like a tangy Syrah, which means it probably tastes like Sangiovese, but it's too weighty for that, which is not to be unexpected considering it's Californian. And so, yeah, you might have a little bit, it might be a little bit too warm there for this grape to really grow. I forget, is it a thin skin or a thick skin?
It has to be thin skinned, right?
I would think Sangiovese could do well in California.
Look that up. I don't recall which one it is because a thin skin is better for cold. I know Pinot's a thin, Merlot's a thick.
Zin does well there, and it's a similar grape that does well in similar areas in Italy.
It's thin skinned.
All right, so it's not going to do well if it's hit with a lot of warmth. You're going to get a bunch of it that's a little bit overripe.
YOLO.
Mediterranean climate.
More Mediterranean climate.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's the Mediterranean.
Well, you know.
We got some smokestacks over there blowing onto it. But
here's another question. Would this be better with food or... I don't know. I'm like really working here.
Well, Sangiovese, you normally would drink with pasta. Would you drink this with red sauce?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. Think so.
Well, what about a really strong red sauce? Red curry, perhaps. There you go.
Gross. Could you put it in a red sauce?
Sure you could. Mm-hmm. Now, that might work okay, but...
I would have no problem if you're using this wine to cook with.
If you're doing lasagna, something like that, that's very robust and rich, you're not really going to notice this. It's going to be in the background. It's going to get overpowered by those things. That's fine. It's wet. That being said, you can do that with a lot of things. So I'm not sure why you do it with this, but you can do that.
I feel like it could possibly add depth to a red sauce.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say about it.
They'll take that. They get a Junior G-Man badge for that.
A Junior might, G-Man?
Might add depth to a red sauce. Might. Yes. Do you use this for red sauce? No. I'm just saying in theory. Have you ever made red sauce with... No.
I was trying to think if it would be better, like... If you know, sometimes when you're eating, a wine is better. Like, it just is better to eat with, but it's not. So that was the best I could do.
I think this would be fine with any sort of Italian dish. The Brugiole we get.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather drink something
meatballs.
That was... But the point of this comparison is, would you rather drink something from Italy? And the answer would be yes.
Well, yeah.
So I'd rather have Colle di Sasso. I'd rather have Montantico. I'd rather have... I'd rather have them. Now, they're a bit of a blend, but you're telling me this is 100% Sangiovese? I don't think it is.
Do you think they snuck?
Such
they
snuck some shit in there. Thomas.
They did.
What do you think they snuck in? California designation?
Well, it's probably all there, but I don't know.
Whenever I Googled about Sangiovese being thin or thick skinned, they said that they do blend it a lot with thick skinned wines.
Yeah, yeah, often. So. Even in Italy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Syrah gets snuck in there all the time. Mm-hmm. So, folks.
Vino in my Dino.
What?
There's a Pedroncelli post about the Sangiovese. It's Vino in my Dino.
So they're saying...
Speaking about Sangiovese.
That's fascinating.
So this was only planted in the 90s.
Oh. Okay.
Some people will call that ancient.
Well, they'd be inclined, yeah.
It's only like 5 acres.
Yeah. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back here with Tinto Ray. 19 Tempranillo / Petit Verdot.
/ the scariest label I've ever seen.
Yes, here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So now on to the Tinto Ray. Tempranillo / whatever else. We have read the review.
Yes, I did. It was very lovely. And I like to say that I've been to Matchbook, Scott. Did you know that?
Have you?
Yes.
Wilfred?
They don't let me back in.
I was going to say.
No. I don't know why.
Not many places let you back.
No. I don't. Why? I mean, I'm dressed appropriately for me. I just walk in there and... I was supposed to taste this wine. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes. There was a tasting arranged for me just north of the border at this little hotel. It was called Hotel Jose something Cinco. I don't know what it was. So it was open, obviously, to the highway. So I went in there and there was these two guys. Anyway, I've told this story before, didn't I?
That you always have the same story.
Damn it. I shouldn't use peyote.
Probably not.
Wow. I don't know. Well, my recollection... No, that couldn't have been it because I've already had my kidney removed. Oh, never mind. I must have hallucinated again. Where am I?
So, on to this one. I wish I would be Wilfred right now and hallucinate and pass out. So we've already talked about what we would expect from a Tempranillo. But most Tempranillos don't have 22% Petit Verdot in them, so, whatever. And knowing it's Matchbook, I'm assuming they don't know percentages very well. So...
Why would you do that? To make it darker and add depth?
Yeah, and they probably just ran out of Tempranillo. What are we going to do? We only have...
That sounds like a... Yeah.
We don't only have some... Let's just add some little grapes in there. Okay, what you going to do?
Oh. Exactly what that was.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
I know the nose is a lot.
The nose...
Whoa.
Does the nose... Well, I made wine. Smells like...
It's burning my nostril.
Smells like something the Matchbook would do. It just smells like it. It doesn't smell much of Tempranillo. I mean, there is a Tempranillo back there, but it's gagged, tied up in the back of a van, being driven around. The Petit Verdot...
So scary nose.
A crappy Petit Verdot is at the front, driving along. And they're playing Rub You the Right Way over the radio. And that's just strange how that is.
This nose makes me think of wine concentrate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It's a state bottle, but, when they unfroze the concentrate and put it in the vat, it was on the state. The freezers that held all the frozen shit were in the state, so.
We talked before about how much crap we've drank. This did give me, a little bit of a trigger of some of the crappy stuff we drank.
Yes.
Didn't it?
Label aside.
Well, did get a 94 from the enthusiast.
This has like 8 animals on the front of it.
Those are humans.
Including two people stabbing each other.
And one person that was hung, they probably had an option. Drink this wine or hang yourself. And they
booked
this.
So bad.
They said, where's the fucking rope? So, the loser in the sword fight in the front has to drink this wine.
Has to drink the wine.
Yeah, it does.
That's a deathbed punishment.
There's just a lot of dead people on this. And,
and a lot of animals.
And there's no explanation. Tinto must have been a dickhead. That's all I know. Oh, and the house is on fire, too. Did you see that in the back? That's nice. Wow.
That's a lot.
Matchbook is clever.
This is just one of the worst noses in a long time. It's burning
so
my nostrils.
It's
it really
so
is.
I'm afraid to smell it again because I don't want to, but I don't know what it smells like to give anything to the listeners.
Cherry cordial. It was a little smoky.
Smoky.
Like smoky. Maybe a flat cola.
It's so sugary.
A little Dr. Pepper. I'm a pepper, you're like a pepper. Don't you want to be a pepper too?
Maybe.
Maybe I could maybe go with some kind of
cherry
like,
Kool-Aid.
You know, like the off-brand cream soda that you get that's got like,
Yeah, Big Red.
That's what this smells
yeah,
like.
Yeah, Big Red. It does smell a little bit like Big Red.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to be sick.
Is that in the Wine Folly? Smells like Big Red?
It doesn't say that. Oh. Does not say that.
It does smell like Big Red. Now it's a Big Red. And a little Hubba Bubba. Let's go in. Everybody has to drink now.
Drink now or forever hold your peace. That is unrecognizable as a Tempranillo. It's tannic and it tastes like the nose. Oh, it's horrific.
Oh.
It started out all right. Then it went into some sort of...
It's not even Purple Death, though. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. It's like
I don't know how they got
it. It's like you're drinking the wine. It's okay. It's okay. Then you fall through a trap door into someone's death dungeon. And it's all puffy.
It's really bad.
Slightly acrid kind of oak. That there's no more structure to the wine. There's no real flavor. It's just you're getting poked and needled by this little acrid poofs of oak. It's bizarre. You know what it reminds me of? Mm-hmm. Tribunal, that shitty thing from Trader Joe's, where it had a poof. And, it's bizarre. Do they know what Tempranillo tastes like? I'm just kind of curious.
I don't want to put that back into my body.
I know that there's Tempranillo there.
I barely got any in my mouth, and I don't want any more ever.
It's like Tempranillo that's wearing a costume of some sort, because they don't want to be. So I can taste Tempranillo. There's Tempranillo there, but it's Tempranillo that's like in the middle of some sort of other, I don't know, alien attack, some sort of cosmic event that's going on around it. Yes, I notice it's there, but there's a lot of other things going around it that just are bizarre.
You mentioned Tempranillo in a costume. Mm-hmm. Listen, a furry costume that's been to a weekend of furry con that you squeeze the sweat out of it into a glass tastes more like Tempranillo than this.
There's people that would like that, though. They would. They would. If they drink Apothic, try this, because this is like a sophisticated Apothic without all the residual sugar. I mean, it has a little bit of poofy, you know, twinkle there, but they would find this thing to be racy and amazing. There's a person out there that this is their favorite wine. I can tell you that right now. And
yeah,
I mean,
right.
And the enthusiast right. is reviewing it for that person, because it is, I mean, it's wrong, because I just had, you know, 2002 Numancia, and that's Tempranillo. It's all wrong, but for somebody, this is a whole hell of a lot of right. It ain't me. It ain't you. It ain't Becky. But for somebody, this is a whole hell of a lot of right. They will love this. They would say this. Oh, have you had this wine? I mean, you know who they are. I mean, it's counterculture. It's also...
You're exactly right.
This is what they do, too. This is like to their style. All their stuff is just turned on the end a little bit that isn't us. And it's not even that sweet. It's just bizarre little... black cherry cordial flavors, and the oak is presented oddly, and it's just all odd. And I mean, none of it really flows from a classical Tempranillo standpoint. It also does not flow for a wine that I would want to consume, but there are people that would like it. You know, I don't know that Debbie would hate this.
No.
Why wouldn't she like it?
No.
Why wouldn't she like it?
Because it's bad?
It's not bad to everybody. It wouldn't be. We do not care for this.
This is just off-putting. It just is.
I mean, if I was forced, would I drink it? Gunpoint, yes. Knife point, probably. But if it was waterboarding, no. I would take the waterboarding. But it just depends on the level of torture. But there are some wines that you just say, you know, pull the trigger. This isn't that bad, but it ain't that good. It's kind of strange. I understand the 94 from the enthusiasts because they're dumb. I understand the stupidity in what they do and their ignorance, and that's why it gets to 94. Because this is special in some ways. It's just we don't like any of the ways it's special. It's just like saying, you know, he's the best serial killer ever, and he has such flair in what he does. He is gifted. There are gifted serial killers out there. There are gifted wines that are, you know, that defy our expectations.
Has everyone had two sips?
I've had two. I'll have three.
Are you going to be able to do three?
I did three, much to my chagrin. I'm trying to understand what you think is special about this wine. I mean,
in the mind of someone else. First of all, on the front palate, they would say, this wine is very smooth.
Yep.
That's what, first of all, that's their descriptor, smooth. Because it does have a bit of chocolate there. It does have the cherry cordial. It does have all those things.
Mm.
A little bit of blackberry. I don't know where the hell that came from, but it's in there. But it's all muddled.
But then it all goes wrong.
Ah. But then they would say, that's tannic. Mm. Oh, this tastes those tannins. And it has nice oakiness to it. They would say that.
The furry costume accumulation of sweat has more
tannins. No, the finish tastes like you buried your face in the side of the furry costume and was licking it. And they don't have like the highest quality. It has like a little bit of, fiberglass materials in there. But I mean, it does come across that way. But it's not, you know, I can see there would be somebody that would think that this is good. I wouldn't even say it's a smoker wine, but if they drink, you know, I'm not going to say Oren Swift stuff because I haven't had much of it recently.
I've never been one to smoke cigarettes. This makes me want to smoke cigarettes.
That's not strong enough for smoking cigarettes.
I want to get this flavor out of my mouth.
No, but doesn't have burnt charred American oak. That's a cigarette wine. This isn't. This has sophistication, kind of like Christian Bale's character did in American Psycho.
I've had better wines from a screw cap single serve bottle.
I know you think
Roosters.
That, but in reality, you haven't.
Any crappy Merlot is better than this.
Well, no, they're not.
Oh, yes.
That's what you think, but you'd be wrong because your mind is all messed up. In reality, this is good. It's 94 good. The enthusiast told you so, didn't they? You know, I just see where someone would see Becky's so quiet.
I
see where they are now. I'm thinking, man, it's like people that are excited to be in line to go in the Golden Corral. They're really excited because they think it's really great now, and they're really happy about that. And you know what? I'm glad for your happiness, but I know better.
This would be perfect for Golden Corral.
It's too nice for that. Mm. But it would be one hell.
No,
how much is it?
17. Yeah. It'd be one hell of a racy wine at Red Lobster.
No, Red Lobster has better wines than this.
Oh my god.
Oh yes.
Last time I was in there, everybody had oxygen tanks. For Christ's sake.
The one on Hamilton Road.
This is Lancaster.
Even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Becky agrees.
So you're so special.
It'd be like the grandmother that, you know, she's got 9 grandkids and there's the one kid that's special. He's not the good athlete. He reads worse than his brothers and sisters. But
say he
for grandma, little Robbie. Okay. He's special.
But what if he draws really...
I like the name that you use.
Highly pornographic anime, but he's really good at it. Okay? I mean, he's good at something. It's just really bad. But he's excellent at it. Because you don't like it. You say it sucks. But in reality, it's just you.
What's wrong with pornographic anime?
Oh, well, that's a bad example for you. But no. It's kind of like The Matrix. This is a Matrix wine. So you have to break your mind out of The Matrix. So if you really let go, you take the blue pill. Is that the blue pill? a red pill, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be able to see it. But, you know, you're it's part of the machine right now, I think. My elbow's numb. Is that normal? I don't know
what that is. Only when you drink this.
Well, it's, Tinto Ray. What would you, did you expect anything else from Matchbook? It had to be something that was fucking weird.
It's just.
We've had worse. We've had a lot worse wines.
Okay.
A lot worse.
We have had a lot worse. This is just not good.
No.
And I have no desire to try any more of it.
That's fair enough. Yeah, you're not going to. I'm not refilling that.
Nope.
No fucking way.
I do think this is someone's favorite wine.
I agree.
I don't know how you can come to that conclusion. I don't know who that person is, and I don't want to know them.
You probably already know them.
We thought that about. like all those. What's the ones with Martha Stewart?
19 Crimes.
Yeah, but what hard shard?
Yeah, we haven't done that yet.
But like all those are people's favorite.
Yeah, people love the whole The Prisoner series and 19 Crimes and
Chains of Love. No, that's not.
And those aren't good either, but this is a different level of bad.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes.
No, it's not. Scott, this is way better than anything 19 Crimes ever concocted. Ever.
I don't want to talk about the levels of bad. Let's do our reviews.
We will, as soon as we come back. Here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, it's time for the review section. We're not going to use up all of our points tonight, but we're going to start off with...
You're talking so loud.
That's right, I am.
You're just screaming into the microphone.
La, la, that's right.
La, do you feel like that?
I'm excited to be here today. Anyway.
Who are we going to start with?
Petroncelli.
Mm, okay.
Trappel Bay.
That's how you were talking.
I was. That's why I just want you to hear me.
My notes tonight are very minimal because I just don't have much to say about the wine.
Mm.
I wrote down penicillin, maybe use it in a red sauce, and I drew a robot, and I give it an 84.
A robot? Scott's got his feelings hurt because of the, robot.
No, I'm trying to consider what the robot means. I don't know what the robot means.
I don't
means.
Either. He has antenna.
And it's a he robot. It's not a she robot. I thought maybe it's a Becky robot.
It's a fluid robot. What is it? I don't see a robot. Let me see a robot.
It's
a small robot.
I'm giving this one 85. It's good. I wonder if it sat too long on the shelves in an upright position, but it doesn't really taste like that. It's just, no. I think it was an acid bomb, and then it's all those acid components have crystallized out, and it's just got a nice little acidity. I think that's its most redeeming characteristic. I could drink it again. I'm not running out to buy it though.
I drew a robot too. You like my robot?
Your robot
finger or a wiener?
What?
Like, how did I know?
It's a three-legged robot.
How did I know? Truly, how did I know? I called that from
he's
a mile away, didn't I?
He's smiling,
and
anyway.
Jeez.
So.
What? The cherry. I say there's a little tobacco in there, but whatever.
You're stupid. So, yeah.
No.
Rob.
I'm sorry. You're just not smart.
I think it's in there in the finish. But it's just. It tastes like it's a little spent.
I don't think it tastes like it's spent. I think it just tastes like it never had anything to spend. I'm giving it 84 of my points as well. Not very exciting. However, it does have some off-putting odors, which are exciting. The nose is terrible. Actually, I went back to it after the Tinto Ray, which is a harrowing experience. And then the nose was even worse with the Pedro and Jelly. So, I mean, what the hell are you going to do? So, bad, bad, bad. Now, the Tinto Ray.
The Tinto Ray, I wrote tannic, which is the nicest thing I could say about this wine.
Okay.
And then it tastes like the nose.
Okay.
Which is horrific.
And what's your numerical score?
80.
80?
I couldn't even take 3 drinks of it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, Rob thinks it's drinkable.
I said for someone. I didn't say for me.
I would agree with you. For someone it is. For a lot of people, it probably is.
I think someone who's in a mental institution, not to belittle people.
Do you think it would taste better in a plastic cup?
Somebody else's plastic cup, yes.
I mean, for real, though, I think it would be better in a plastic cup because I think it would absorb some of it. Like some of the...
Like a styrofoam cup with a hole at the bottom?
That's about all it deserves is a styrofoam cup.
What's your dumb score?
80.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
Yeah, I was going to say 79.
Yeah, it's not quite 79 bad.
You think it's special, so I'm going to give it an 80. I don't want to offend your good sensibilities.
I'm giving it a very high score. I'm giving it, and you know, the enthusiast gave it 94, so it makes sense.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's why I give it an 82.
That was a stupid score, too.
82 is a pretty bad score. I would never drink it, and I don't recommend it. I don't recommend either one of these wines, but maybe the Pedro and Chelli from time to time if you get the urge, just not this.
On our scores of integrity, Pedro Nocelli, I said Scott would give an 86. He gave it an 85. Rob, 87. He gave it an 84, so I was off by 4.
Mm-hmm.
But I did terrible on the Tinto Ray. I said Scott would give it an 84. He gave it an 80. Rob, 85. Gave it 82. I was off by 7, so I was off by 11.
Scores of integrity. Sangiovese, I said Rob would score at 86. He gave it an 84. I said Becky would give it an 85. She gave it an 84. I'm off by 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tempranillo, I gave it 83 for both of you. It means with Rob, I was off by 1. Becky was off by 3. That's 4. It's a grand total of 7.
That's pretty good.
Except for me. Scott, for the Pedroncelli, you said 87?
I said 85.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you said 85. I looked something else. I said 87 for you. But Becky said 84. I thought 86. I was off by 2.
You're off by 4.
Four completely, yes. Then there was the Tinto Ray. I thought Scott would give 85 of his points. Why? I have fucking no idea. Why would I think that? And so I was off by 5. So I'm already out of it. But then I thought Becky would give it 84 of her points. I thought I was being cruel when I said 84, but I wasn't. And so I was off by 4. So I was off by 13 total. I did not win.
You're last place.
Yeah, the Tinto Ray. Both of these wines. Let me say this right now. Can California make international varietals? I don't know, because we sure as hell weren't told that tonight.
No.
Tinto Ray doesn't even fucking count, because it's only 78% Tempranillo. This is my thought on these wines. The Pedroncelli, I understand why they do this stuff. They do these little pet things, and it's small. And if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. But they're giving it a whirl, and I think you're going to find it a little bit, you know, different each year. Matchbook should just be swallowed up on the face of this earth. So I know you've had the Arsonist and you don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I think this is their style. I don't know what that style is.
It's called bad.
Well, okay, that's a generic ignorant term for that. You could be a little more eloquent than that, more descriptive.
They don't deserve anything more eloquent than that.
We don't like their wines.
The nose was, Becky's word was horrific, and she's exactly right.
No. The Pedroncelli's nose is horrific. This is just really bad.
The Tinto Ray nose was, God.
The Tinto Ray's nose is wrong. It's morally wrong, but it's not horrific. The Pedroncelli's is horrific. Because you can smell it. It's just, you know that smells really bad. Okay. Wrong. The Pedroncelli's nose almost makes it undrinkable. It's a that's a repulsive nose. This is just like, what the fuck is that? But Matchbook exists. They're still in business, so somebody's buying this stuff. So somebody inherently likes this stuff. And this is the highest rated shit they got. I mean, this is like their creme de la creme, and people will buy this. People like it. They're obviously, and you taste it. If there's a, there's people probably that are into that style. That's what I'm saying, and it's style. There's no fault in their winemaking. This is what they do. It's how they do it.
I've never had a Tempranillo anywhere close to as bad as this.
Have you ever had Tempranillo with a bunch of fucking Petit Verdot in it? And their Petit Verdot is a drippy Petit Verdot. I'm never buying their Petit Verdot. I know I won't like that. And I know you're not going to like that. Oh. I've almost done that before because it's Petit Verdot. Now we know not to buy it.
Yeah.
This is Tempranillo. And you can see this Tempranillo that is wearing some sort of freaky... You know, he went out in the woods, killed an animal, skinned the animal, and was wearing the animal suit. And it's like, why are you doing it? I mean, it's just, it's bizarre. Yes, does it taste like Tempranillo? Sort of. You know Tempranillos are in, Tempranillo is in there. But it's so, and it's not even like Becky said, it doesn't taste like Purple Death. It doesn't taste like any of that stuff.
I don't know how they get it.
It just tastes like a kind of a odd concoction. But it's crafted. It's a crafted concoction. So they intended it for it to taste like that. It wasn't a mistake. So if they'd made it like that intentionally, they must have somebody that buys it. So there you go. And the enthusiast just loves it.
It does match the label. On the
it bottle. Does kind of match the label. It does. It does taste like the label.
It tastes like death.
It tastes something.
It has a lot of animals on it.
And it's a lot of death. A lot of dead animals.
It's just a lot going on. There's
Hagman.
A lot.
There's two weird people off to the side that are... I think
they're dead.
I think they're dead.
Mm-hmm. I think that those birds have pecked their faces.
That's lovely.
I'm pretty sure that's what that is.
How sweet.
I think that's what that is.
That's sweet.
Dead animals, a house on fire, person hanging from the noose. People being.
I feel like it's almost like a Salem witch trial, but it's not. But it looks, it's got that vibe.
But why are they sword fighting?
Whispers.
And they're like
boots.
Each being stabbed.
What
in
about
sword
the, well, conquistadors? What's this in the California the, with the conquistadors, the Spanish or whatever it was that came up through California?
I don't think they had spurs on the back of their boots.
Well, nobody said that the matchbook knows anything about history. I didn't say it was accurate. I'm just saying, did they have some sort of inspiration from that?
I don't think there's.
I mean. Tempranillo doesn't taste like this, and they still made it. So what the hell?
I think their inspiration was.
Oh, that is a very
methamphetamines.
That's a very expensive bottle for this. That's a very beefy big bottle.
It's a big bottle.
A beefy bottle.
I mean, this is what you use for expensive wines. Very thick glass, very thick bottom, nice shouldered, very handsome bottle. But you know what? You didn't have to do that. You could put it in a plastic bag.
What was the movie? Sandra Bullock, where you couldn't see the sunlight because there were there was a disease that was going around that was making you into a killer.
Bird Box?
But yeah, the...
Oh, I never watched that.
No, I didn't watch it either.
But I know what you're talking about.
Maybe that's why that bottle of wine's so big and heavy like that. You drink this and you want to kill somebody, so you've got that weapon.
It is a weapon. Although the neck is a little short. So, there we go. So, folks... So far, this show was a bust. Terrible wines. What are you going to do?
I am glad we drank them together.
Yes, I am too.
Got it over with.
Yes, we did.
I do have to say, I would...
No,
because Pedroncelli is a good producer.
Because you brought it on the show. Yeah, because you brought it on the show.
I would want it to be good, and I would give it a second chance.
I wouldn't.
Not that vintage.
I wouldn't give that grape a second chance from there.
I would give it a second
chance. Why? Why didn't you just buy the fucking Cabernet like you were supposed to?
It was $13. Asshole. They
so
didn't
what?
Have Cabernet.
Because everybody bought it. Nobody fucking bought the fucking... God. This is Petrocelli's urine. Oh, I'll drink. I'll buy
you
that.
You were excited
it's
about
only,
the San Gervais
A2. I was not. I was like, is that the... Oh.
You went, oh!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what I just recently did?
What'd you just
do?
Oh! So I didn't even go that hard.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And California, go back and try it again and have some other show do it. So...
The Petrocelli wasn't terrible.
It was terrible.
You gave it an 84, sir.
Yes, but I don't like 84s.
Oh, Jesus.
So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we will bid you adieu, but see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.